Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
And welcome to Black Belt Sewing with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we are a mother-daughter team out of South Central Texas who are here to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from making more sales, having more fun, and making more money. You can follow us at Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Sewing. But I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about us, even though for once Stephanie and I are together. We have an extraordinary guest who calls himself the Sales Wizard. His name is Hugh Little. Hugh, welcome to Black Belt Sewing.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I'm not sure I've ever been in high fidelity before, so this is really cool.
Well, it's a first for everybody, right?
Yeah.
So, Hugh, so Mom's been telling me all about you, right? And she says you refer to yourself as the Sales Wizard. So, okay, a couple questions here. One, how did you come up with that name? Two, what does it mean? What's the difference between a Sales Wizard and a Sales Master and a Sales Drill Sergeant and all the good stuff?
Well, first of all, it's been a privilege to be in sales for the past 45 years. So the things that I teach are based on 45 years of experience. And during that 45 years, I made every mistake in the book. Everything that you can think of to do wrong in selling, I did it. And instead of getting discouraged and quitting, I just kept on keeping on. And I got better and better at it, and now I'm really good at it, and that's how I became a sales wizard. So the thing that's cool is that my clients don't have to go through all of that trial and error and making mistakes type of thing that I went through. They can learn to be awesome at selling in a very, very short space of time just by learning the skills and the attitudes that are necessary to do that.
You know, looking at your website, you guarantee that people will make more money working with you. How can you make that kind of guarantee? That's a pretty audacious claim, Hugh, I got to tell you.
Well, that audacious claim is based on some audacious results that my clients have gotten, the ones who do what I teach them to do, and that's the caveat there. I do guarantee that in 90 days or less, a client can double their sales and their income, and I guarantee that. And at the end of the 90 days, if they haven't doubled their sales and income, and they look me in the eye and say, I did everything you told me to do, and it didn't work, and I didn't get any value out of this, I will write them a check with a smile on my face. Because coaching is all about results. People don't want sales coaching. They want the results that come from sales coaching. And if they don't get those results, they shouldn't have to pay for it. So that's why the guarantee.
And I think that's amazing. So we've got a lot of people out there. We've got a lot of sales trainers. We've got a lot of coaches, business coaches, life coaches, health coaches. We've got all these guys out there who are offering coaching, and so very few of them will guarantee anything. Because it does rely a lot on the other person to do the work, but the truth of the matter is, half the time, I've found that these people are working with systems that aren't complete, and so they don't know that it works 100% of the time if the guy does, the other person does all the work. So that definitely intrigues me that you have that guarantee.
The guarantee I like the best is the one that says, if this doesn't work, I guarantee I'll be surprised.
That's a funny one. I like that.
Love it.
So, quick question. Obviously, I've been hearing this for a long time, and I was actually talking with someone the other day when I first got into sales. Of course, everyone, you know, I got like the wide-eyed, you know, startled looks, and I swear there's some people. I told them, hey, you know, I got this job in sales, and it was absolutely quiet on the other end of the phone. So for a lot of people, like one person even told me, he said, well, I'm sure you'll do it in an ethical manner. And so You know, sales has a negative reputation. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's because of the way that it has been done for years and years, up through present day for some people. Unfortunately, there are some sales managers and sales trainers and sales coaches who still teach people to sell, and some salespeople who still sell in the old way. And maybe the best illustration that I can give you is that back in the early 70s, when I first started selling, I went to one of those big sales seminars in a big arena, and they had all these different speakers and some real estate guys and some sales guys and some motivational speakers and that sort of thing. One of the speakers, I'll never forget, he came out on the stage, looked out over these thousands of people sitting out in the audience, put his hand in his pocket, and he said, "Your prospects have your money in their pockets, and it's your job to do everything short of going to jail to get the money out of their pockets and into yours." And that is how sales was taught. That's how it was taught. That's how it was practiced. And so there are all of these techniques that were taught about how to back somebody into a corner with tricky questions or tricky statements that would make it impossible for them not to buy. And you still see vestiges of that nowadays, and sometimes in the language. Have you seen the one online that it's a class, and the class is how to crush objections? Well, if somebody if somebody sees an obstacle in their pathway to having what they want and need, and they don't really see how they're going to get around it, do they want to be handled, or do they want to be overcome? Do they want to be crushed? No, but they do want some answers, and so I always call it answering objections and trying to help people find their way around that obstacle so that they can have what they want. And there's just a huge difference in the way that good salespeople are selling today and the way it was done commonly just 10 or 15 years ago.
Oh, I would agree. And, you know, we call ourselves black belt in sales. And being a black belt is not about crushing your opponent. It's really not.
That's right.
It's about a win-win situation. It's about backing away from conflict. Not that you have to back away from sales objections, but you really have to learn how to handle them properly and correctly and use the right skill set. And speaking of skill sets, what do you think is the most important skill to develop in selling? I know I have my ideas, and I know Stephanie has hers, but I'm really curious, what do you feel is the most important skill to develop in sales?
I don't think this is going to surprise you and Stephanie at all. I think you probably have a similar viewpoint, but it's going to surprise a lot of people, because how many times have you heard somebody say, "Well, that person can really talk. Wow, they could sell ice boxes to Eskimos, and they're a great talker. They should be in sales." And it's like the way that you talk, they think, is the greatest skill in selling, and that's not it at all. The greatest skill that you can possibly develop in selling is the skill of asking really good questions and listening very intently to the answers. Because the questions are going to tell you what your prospects want, what they need, how they feel, what their situation is. And if you're listening very carefully with not just your ears and your brain, but with your heart, if you're listening very carefully to those answers, you're going to know what those people want and what they need and whether you can provide that or whether you can't. And so asking good questions and listening, that's the greatest skill that a salesperson can have, in my opinion.
Oh, I 100% agree. I will never forget. There was this one time I got this lady on the phone, and I was doing my follow-up with her, right? We'd had our first meeting. I had presented the idea to her. She had needed to, she'd asked me, you know, to call back. We went through all the steps to make sure that it wasn't one of those, you know, faux callbacks. And so I call her back, and I get on the phone with her, and I say, you know, hey, how's it going? She goes, I have been thinking it over, and there's just no way I can do this. And I said, oh, okay. You know, hold on, relax. You seem a little defensive. You do remember the part where I tell you, you know, told you if this works for you, great. If it doesn't, great. Like, I'm not at a point where I'm broke and I need the sale. I want to find what actually works for you. So hold on a sec. Let's back up. What's going on? What happened? You definitely sound a lot more tense. And she just started talking, and she's telling me this and telling me that, and this came up and that and this, and this is just in 3 days and all these reasons, and oh my goodness. And all of a sudden, I mean, she's giving me all this stuff, and I'm just asking, wow, I mean, what did you do about that? Wow, how's that going to impact your business? Oh, wow. And she's going, and finally at the end of the call, she goes, darn it, I think I just can't afford to not do this with you. I was like, it's such a perfect example of how many times people will talk themselves into making the sale. Now, we're coming up rapidly on the halfway mark here. So we're not quite there just yet, but I want to give you a chance. So, Hugh, obviously people have had the chance to hear you talk, get a little bit of an idea of who you are, what you do, and why you're different from a lot of the sales trainers out there. So do you have a way for, if we have someone at this point who's going, oh my gosh, I need to talk to this guy, how do they get in touch with you? Do you have something that that you've got a special offer for our listeners today or anything?
Yes, ma'am. For the folks who are listeners to this show, you can have an hour of my time to pick my brain. You can ask questions. We'll talk about your business and about your sales, and you'll get some tips and strategies that you can put to work in your business right away. And if at the end of our conversation, if you think that some ongoing sales coaching with me would be valuable for you, we can talk about that. What I want to make clear, though, is I know what you're thinking about this. You're thinking, yeah, he's going to give me an hour of his time. And he's going to give me that for free, but then I'm going to feel obligated to do something, and he's going to want me to spend some money, and then he's going to twist my arm. And listen, folks, I'm a really good salesman, so I won't do any of those things. And I really want you to know that there's no charge for the session. There's absolutely no obligation, and there's never any pressure ever. So please feel confident to do that if you think it's something that would be helpful to you. I'd love to chat with you. And the way that you can make an appointment to do that is go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/HughesCalendar. That's H-U-G-H-S calendar. And you have to capitalize the H in Hugh and the C in calendar to get to the right place. But you can go there. You can just go ahead and find an available time that works for you and schedule it in for us. And I'll look forward then to talking with you for an hour.
That's an amazing offer. I mean, I'll be honest with you. A lot of folks, they'll maybe give you 30 minutes for free. But you know what? If you are struggling in sales and you feel that doing your sales is like putting on a dirty shirt or something like that, but it's icky, I really would recommend that you give Hugh, or you get on his calendar. So you go to bit.ly/ Hugh's calendar. That's Hugh's, capital H-U-G-H-S calendar, capital C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R. I really recommend, I mean, I've just thoroughly enjoyed the chances that we've had to chat, but I've also read his book, and that's How to Take the Icky Scary Out of Sales. That's a treat of a book, too. So
if you or someone you know, honestly, you know, the reason we do these calls is so that you guys can get a chance to get some exposure to people like you. Like, a lot of the guests we've had come on, and I would highly recommend, like, if you're at a point where you're sitting here going, hey, I'm really struggling, and I really need some help, go ahead, do yourself a favor, reach out. We don't get someone on here very often who's willing to give away an hour of their time like that. I would highly recommend take advantage of this. And we'll go ahead, for those of you who are sitting here or you're driving and you're going, oh my gosh, how do I get this? Just relax. Go over to the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. We'll post the link in the group live. So in the meantime, back to the show.
You know, Hugh, one of the things that I find very intriguing, and I think our listeners will find extremely intriguing, is that most of the time, especially if you're in some kind of traditional sales position like car sales or real estate or you know, one where you get a lot of training, they'll teach you how to do the sales presentation. But you say it's important to stop doing sales presentations. Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, we are in a different age now with the internet. And it used to be that salespeople would go into an interview, whether it was in somebody's home or their kitchen table, and they'd have their flip chart or they would have a whiteboard, and they would do all of this informational type stuff about how their product and service worked and how long they'd been in business. And, you know, they'd go through this whole presentation and did most of the talking. And now buyers have become so sophisticated. They can go online and they can find out everything about you and your product and your service and all of the details. If you're smart, you don't have your pricing on your website, but they can find out just about everything else just by looking at your website. So
right,
it's really not necessary to go in and educate your potential client. So what I encourage my clients to do is have sales conversations. And again, it goes right back to asking really good open-ended questions. That's really what most of a good sales conversation is about, is asking questions about where your prospective client is right now, where they would like to be, how do they feel about where they are now, what are the challenges that are really bugging them, what are the goals that they have that they're trying to reach. And almost everybody has something in their life and or their business that they don't want there, and they would do anything to get rid of it. And almost everybody has something in their life or their business that is not there, and they really want it to be there, and they do almost anything to get it there. And if that thing that they want to get rid of, or that thing that they want to bring into their business or their life, is something that you can help them with, if you can provide that, then if you can clearly communicate to them what's in it for them to partner with you in getting rid of the problem or getting the goal taken care of, then if they can afford you, you have a new client. And it's really just that simple. So rather than going in and being really formal and having charts and graphs and just trying to tell people all about what you do, go in and have a conversation with them and find out about them. And when you find out about them and what they need, and if they know that you really care about them, they're going to know you, like you, and trust you, and they're going to buy from you.
I think that is so powerful and so overlooked. So many times we still feel like we need a 15 to 20 to 30 minute presentation. And the truth of the matter is you really don't. You take a handful of minutes to get them the details they need. You let them talk for most of it. You let them share the information with you. It's so much easier. It takes the sales out of it and turns it into a conversation where you're looking for the win-win. I love everything you just said.
I was just going to say that one of the things that I ask my clients sometimes when they're afraid of sales, they have fear around going out and selling to somebody. I say, you know, you've known me for a little while. I'm a pretty nice guy, huh? Would you have any problem if you just stopped by my office and shot the breeze for a half an hour, 45 minutes? You know, would that make you nervous or bother you at all? And they say, no. That wouldn't bother me. I said, well, what if you had to come in here to the CEO of Red Cap Sales Coaching and you had to sell me your product or service? Would you be nervous about that? Yeah. Well, why? Well, because that would be a sales presentation. And, you know, what if I didn't do it right? And what if you said no? And I said, look, all you're doing when you're selling is just having a nice conversation, a friendly conversation with somebody who's nice. So it's no big deal. Just do it.
Takes the stress right out of sales.
It really does.
So, you know, I know just for the sake of time, I want to keep us going. We got a lot more to cover still here. But obviously, I know mindset is crazy important in selling. I mean, I don't think you've heard my story, but when I first started in sales, my first week on the job, I got a sale. My second week on the job, I got a sale. My third week on the job, I shouted out as a salesperson. For 6 weeks, I didn't sell anything. And it was, I didn't change anything I was doing. All I changed was my mindset. All I did was I started panicking about being a salesperson. So for me, of course, I know mindset's important. I've seen it make a difference. But why is mindset so important in your mind? And what are some of the most important areas where our thinking needs to be, I don't know, right or shifted or corrected or tweaked?
Okay, well, the first thing is that you absolutely have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you're a great person that anybody would like to sit down and have a conversation with, and that everybody's going to basically be welcoming to you when you go out to talk to them. So that's just number one. Number two is that you have to believe in your company. And number three is that you have to believe in your product or service 100%. And if you don't believe in your company, if you don't think your company is the very best choice that somebody could possibly make to take advantage of whatever it is that you do, if you don't think that that's true, if you don't think your company gives good customer service, if you don't think their product or service is the very, very best, you need to go someplace and find a company that is the best and that you believe is the best. Because if you don't believe it, your prospect won't either. And the other thing about mindset is focus. And what I mean by that is that it's important for us when we're having sales conversations to be 100% focused on the prospect and not focused on ourselves. So if I go out to have a sales conversation and I just had a little disagreement with my wonderful, wonderful wife, Priscilla, and I have that on my mind and I'm thinking about that and I'm going to sit down and have a sales conversation, unless I change my mindset and put my focus on that other person 100% and what I can do to serve them and help them. If I'm still thinking about that conversation that I had with my significant other, my focus is in the wrong place. If I'm thinking about the stack of bills that's on my desk that haven't been paid and I got to make some sales so I can do that, instead of focusing on my prospective client, my focus is in the wrong place. Even if I'm focused on the fact that after work today, I'm going to go down to the bar and have a couple of drinks with my friends, and I'm thinking about that instead of focusing on my prospect, my focus is in the wrong place. And the reason that's so important is because there is an unseen energy that passes between salesperson and prospect. Mm-hmm. And if your focus is someplace else besides on them, they will sense that. And they will hesitate to buy. And we've all had that happen. You all have been in a sales conversation and they did a pretty good job of explaining their product or service. It's something you want and need. The price is okay. And it gets down to the point where they ask you to buy and you just have that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that there's something wrong. And so you say, well, it sounds good, but I want to think about it. And what's happening there nine times out of ten is the salesperson has their focus on something besides the client's good and serving and helping them, and the client senses that.
Oh,
so it's
precisely.
Vital.
And it is. I mean, what you focus on is what you get. So if you're focusing on the beer after work, well, you know, well, I guess you'll get the beer after work. You may not get the sale. You may not get the customers that trust.
There are some people who say that you are what you think about, but I know that that's not strictly true. If it was strictly true, I'd have been a girl or a $10 bill by the time I was 15 years old.
There you go. Well, we are down to the last 5 minutes. So really quick, so we can give you the opportunity to give an offer, your offer again. You often mention that it's important to have fun. Now, why is that important in selling? Ugh.
Yeah, an old sales manager of mine told me that if you ain't having fun, you ain't doing it right. And listen, folks, I'm 68 years old. Life is way too short. Let me guarantee you, life is way too short not to have fun. And because I like to have fun, I know that my goal is to die at age 125 shot by a jealous husband. And I think I can do that because I have fun and I laugh a lot. And I also want you to know that one of the parameters that I have for working with somebody is that they have to have a good sense of humor and they have to think that I'm funny. If I tell somebody a joke and they don't laugh, that's it. They can't be my client.
That is a great parameter to have. I've never thought about instituting one like that, but I think I just might. Well, we are coming up. We're down here to the very end, and I want to remind our listeners, like, you know, Hugh, you made an incredible offer again. Would you just reiterate that? Share with our clients, I keep calling them our clients, our listeners.
Clients, listeners, is all thing.
You know, same thing. but would you share with them again what you'll go through in that hour with them and why? I mean, I really do think anyone who's listening who's frustrated with their sales needs to take advantage of it, but why should they? Why should they reach out to you?
If they're frustrated with their sales, or even if they're great at sales and having a good time, but they don't mind it being just a little bit better, it'd be great to have a sales conversation or to have a conversation with a sales coach. And so I'm willing to offer the people who are listening to this show an hour of my time at no charge. And we'll talk about your business. We'll talk about your sales. We'll give you some tips and strategies that you can use right away. And not only is there no charge, there's absolutely no obligation, and there's never, never, ever any pressure. If we finish up and you say, wow, that was great, and I think I'd like for you to coach me on an ongoing basis, then we can chat about that and see whether I'm really the best fit for you or not. But that's optional. That's up to you. And if I can, I'd just also like to say that Anna and Steph, listen, they're great at what they do too, and I don't consider them to be competition. And they have some valuable stuff that you need to take advantage of as well. As I mentioned, I'm 68 years old, and there are about 15 million salespeople in the United States. I don't think I'm going to get to all of them. So I don't consider other sales trainers and other sales coaches to be competition at all. And I know that the attitudes that these two people have, that they'll stand you in good stead, and you need to take advantage of their coaching, and you need to be talking with them as well. And you can never get too much good advice. And so I would just encourage you to also take advantage of what they're doing.
Yeah. You know, I tell everyone there are hundreds of sales coaches out there. You need to find the one that works for you. So if you're listening to this call and you really resonated with what he's talking about, please do yourself a huge favor. Go to bit.ly/Hughes Calendar, capital H, capital C, and book yourself a time to chat with him. We're group at www.facebook.com/group/BlackBeltSelling, because we believe that you guys deserve the opportunity to improve your sales. We will be back here again next week. We'll be back here again next week. I'm getting signs and signals from my mom with her broken hand here. We'll be back again next week, taking you guys to new levels and new heights in your sales, helping you kick through the obstacles holding you back. In the meantime, this was a great one. Thank you so much for joining us, Hugh. This was fabulous.
Oh, it's been my pleasure and my honor. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and I'd be glad to come back anytime and talk with you guys.
We can make that happen. In the meantime, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. here today with the Sales Wizard, and we are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Go out there and make it a great week.